This is WKAR Online. Before he was a state senator, Republican Rick Jones was Eaton County's state representative, and before that, sheriff. In November, the GOP lost both of those offices. Republicans did win some countywide elections, including clerk and drain commissioner. WKAR's Scott Pohl talked with Senator Jones for reaction to his former jobs going to the Democrats. Jones thinks President Obama's win was a factor. In the sheriff's race, the senator points to what he considers to be unfair media coverage of Sheriff Mike Rain's formation of a group called Guardians of the Constitution. Still, Jones says he would not have formed such a group.
I would have not have done that. In fact, I didn't ever do that. I had special deputies. They were basically volunteers that would go out and assist maybe directing traffic during a train derailment or a tornado, something like that. This is something that Mike chose in his last term, and I'm sure that it had an effect. Also, the fact that he was working for the County of Eaton and receiving his pension was brought up in the newspaper. Certainly, that had an effect, too. Now, Mike paid a lot of money into the Michigan Employee Retirement System, known as MERS, and after he had completed enough years, they told him he could start drawing. Everything he did was legal. In fact, his opponent is receiving a retirement from the same exact plan. But when this is blown up in the newspaper, certainly this didn't do Sheriff Rains any good.
Did Sheriff Rains run a good campaign, in your view, or do enough to counter what might have been seen as the negative connotations of some of these events?
In my opinion, Sheriff Rains could have run a stronger campaign. In fact, I recommended more of a campaign, and he chose not to.
Moving on then to the state house race, Deb Shaughnessy won the election 2 years ago. What sorts of things would you point to in her case? Of course, the Obama vote in the county was a major factor. What other things might you point to?
I think there were a number of factors in the loss for Representative Shaughnessy. One would be in her first year, she missed 65 votes. Now, she had taken a week off to go see her first granddaughter born. And I think in hindsight, she may have rethought that, because when Representative Shaughnessy chose to be away for 1 week, this certainly was used against her in a political campaign, and I think it was quite effective.
Teresa Abbott's campaign against Deb Shaughnessy centered on criticizing her for voting to tax pensions and also for votes that, from her point of view, harmed education in Michigan. Would you agree that those were major factors?
I believe that those were both used against her in letters to the editor, so they appeared to be a factor. I myself voted no on taxing pensions and no on public school cuts.
It's got to be disappointing to you to see both of these offices that you once held go to the Democrats.
You know, actually, neither candidate asked me to appear with them in literature or to do anything out of the ordinary, so I can't really take any credit for their loss, in my opinion.
I had one final question for you, and that would have to do with moving forward with Teresa Abbott in the House representing part of your Senate district. Can you describe for me what, if any, relationship you have or will try to establish with her to represent the people of Eaton County?
I know Teresa Abbott very well. I am the most bipartisan senator in the Senate. As many fellow Democrat senators will tell you, I work with them on legislation all the time. I actually have talked with Teresa Abbott since her election, and we will be working on things that we can work together on. In fact, we have a Capitol Caucus, and we try to do good things for mid-Michigan.